ובאמס היו ישראל אז בסכנה גדולה כידוע. And the truth is that the Jewish people were in incredible danger and jeopardy at that time. That's why we mentioned that pasuk earlier where Hashem said, remember the incredible chesed that I did for you, the great kindness that I did for you, that during the time of Bilam, Hashem passed up one of his minhagim. Hashem has a custom every single day that for a fraction of a fraction of a second, Hashem gets angry. And the Gemara says Bilam was so powerful with his pigama briths, with his tumah, he was so powerful that he knew how to access that. And if he would have connected to that, chas shalom, he could have wiped out the Jewish people totally. So Hashem decided to go to Florida. Hashem decided that for that period of time, we're on vacation. No kas, no anger. For those days, it ain't happening. So when Bilam was looking for that connection, it wasn't there for that period of time. Aval Hashem Yisporach, we mean Las Vegas, not Florida. Florida's a holy place. A lot of good Jews in Florida. Aval Hashem Yisporach, Chomal Al Amoi. However, Hashem had great pity on the Jewish people. Uvenifloisov Hanoirois, and with Hashem's incredible miracles, Sibev Latoivas Yisrael. Hashem turned it all around for the benefit of the Jewish people. Ve'oso nisim v'neflois gedoilois lohoitzi biloi mipiv kirtzoinoi ubebechirosei bi'atzmoi. And Hashem made unbelievable miracles happen to extract from Bilam's mouth what Bilam wanted to swallow up the Jews. Hashem extracted us from his mouth within Bilam's free choice. Without forcing Bilam into anything. Ki ikr koicho yhoyomachma shalohiniach esmach shaftoi lahachnia satsmoi ulevatle satsmoi neged hakedusha. Because Bilam's main power was in that he didn't allow his mind or any part of himself to humble himself in any way, to submit to the kedusha. Adarabba, but rather just the opposite. Kolma sheyora de la tuma yoiser, the more he went down into lower and lower levels of defilement and impurity, rotzo lahamshich betoikef machshavtoi hora lesham esharuach hanevua yoiser v'yoiser. He tried schlepping down, pulling down the ruach hakodesh, the nevua, pulling it down into the toilet, into the lower sub-basement where he was. He wanted to bring it all down into there. V'hoyoloi koyach lozeh. And he had the ability to do this. Machmas goydel hakoyach shenoysen Hashem Yisborach la-bechirav k'nal. Because of the incredible power that Hashem gives to Bechira. Hashem says, you want whatever you want. You want this? You want Kedusha? If you apply yourself and you try the best that you can, then via Kedusha, you'll be able to reach the 85th floor. You want the other way, you want Tumah, and you're going to try your best to be the best you possibly can in Tumah. You're going to work at it with all your power, all your strength, all your mental powers and physical powers. You're going to have the ability via Tumah to get up to that 85th floor also. Ukemavur bedivre admorzal goidel hakoyach sheyesh lahamachshava ayin shom. As we find Rabbeinu Zal explains, the incredible power that a person's brain has, that a person's mind has, that whatever a person applies his mind to, his brain to, if he really focuses on it and he concentrates with every iota of concentration that he has, a person can do unbelievable things from the side of good, or chas shalom, the opposite way. Ki Yisrael am kodosh, because the holy Jewish nation, kol mi shemargish biatzmoi she'enoi kodosh koroi, any Jew who realizes that he's not as holy as he should be or as he could be, hu machnia u'mevatel es atzmoi neged Hashem Yisborach, he humbles himself and nullifies himself to Hashem. Ve'enoi roitza leilech b'gedoylois v'neflois mimenu. He doesn't want to become the chief rabbi. He doesn't want to become Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't want to take over the leadership. L'ham shechalatzmoi ruach nevuah, to try to become a prophet. b'chinas ruach hakodesh, to try to get to ruach hakodesh, ki yodea sherochek mizeh, because the person realizes that they're far from that, that they don't have the prerequisite. I remember lahavdil. I remember when I was in high school, in a relatively modern Orthodox high school in Brooklyn, New York, and one time they brought a film from the Israeli army. They wanted to show us something interesting. They brought a film related to the Israeli Air Force. What could be more exciting and interesting for high schoolers? And I remember they started off by trying to tell you how a person becomes a pilot. And one of the first things they had to tell you was how they sort out, you know, what the prerequisites are in order to become a pilot. You know, in order to join, in order to sign up, you have to meet these 50 criteria. And I remember one of the first things was 20/20 vision, no eyeglasses. And I remember seeing this, and I remember it was like such a punch in the stomach. Like, look at this, you know, the film is going to be 45 minutes. I can't even get to the home plate. I can't even get into the stadium because I'm wearing glasses. Like, look at those. People talk lahavdil again, lahavdil, on a gashmius level. Those people who think, who mistakenly think, that the Israeli pilots are supermen, and, you know, that they can outdo anybody else in the world, you know, because of their physical strength and their physical greatness. We know that we don't believe that whatsoever, chas v'shalom. We know that it's when Hashem is with them, they're very successful. And when Hashem is not with them, whether they're using phantom jets or whether they're using all their expertise, chas v'shalom, we've seen what could happen to them, chas v'shalom. But it was just interesting to see here how sometimes when you want to get to something, there's prerequisites. And, you know, and you have to, they check you. And if you have this, you can enter. If you don't have it, you can't even enter. You can't even begin. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that a person who realizes that he's not holding where he's supposed to be holding in Kiddusha, he's not within the realm of holiness, purity, in relationships with men and women, in thought, speech, and action, he's not where he is. Such a person needs to know that it's ludicrous, it's nutty for that person to say he wants to be a prophet. You know, he wants to become a Navi, he wants to be Moshe Rabbeinu now, right now. Because one of the most important basic requirements, you're not there yet. So therefore, a person knows that a Jew, when he sees that he's not holding by what he needs to be holding for this, so he doesn't want to be, he's not an astronaut. I'm not an astronaut. I'm not going to be an astronaut. Let me be a good, simple Jew. Ve'im yirtze lahamshech al atzmoi b'chinas marois v'chezyonois, and therefore, if such a Jew who realizes that he's not perfect in Tikkun HaBris, he's not, if such a Jew tries to draw upon himself heavenly visions, he tries to make contact with Hashem to learn Kabbalah books and to see how he can say names of angels and how he can do certain things, formulas by which he can be zeicha to prophecy and things like that, yuchal lekalkel yoiser ve'yoiser. That person can mess up in terrible, terrible ways. Kasher nichshelu bozer rabim ma'oid. As many, many people have fallen in this. There are many Jews who made this terrible, terrible mistake. That even though they knew that they were not pure in their thoughts, in their speech and everything, they tried to become astronauts. They tried to study those parts of Kabbalah that deal with making connections with angels and Shadim and Lahavdil Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. And because they weren't in the arena at all, because they didn't have the vessels for it at all, the light that they tasted blinded them or harmed them in all kinds of different ways. We have false prophets. We have all kinds of terrible things that Klal Yisrael went through. But rather, what does a good Jewish boy do? Rakhu hoylech bitmimus. The person goes with simplicity and sincerity. Umevakesh mehashem izborach sheyazroi lotzeis mepchisusoi. He begs Hashem to take him out of his filth, to take him out of the low place that he's in, his bad thoughts, his bad actions. V'yizke l'kadesh es atzmoy koroi. And Hashem should help me purify myself the way I'm supposed to be. V'oz. And then, im yizke, if he's zoche to purify himself, to work on himself and to improve himself, and he gets himself ready and worthy of being able to receive Ruach HaKodesh via the channel of Kedusha, Hashem HaToiv Yase Imoy Kiritzoinai. Hashem, with his goodness, will do for the person, will give the person what Hashem wants to give him. Avol. But on the other side, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into Bilam, and he's going to say there the exact opposite of this. Avol Bilam v'talmidov, whereas Bilam and his students, heim lehefech kanal, they're the opposite. Shemeshukoim b'chol hatumois, they're steeped in all kinds of sin and impurity. Umizgabrim lahamshech al atzmam derech hatuma es ruach dele'ela. And they try via the channels of Tumah, via the other side, to draw upon themselves spiritual powers. Sheyesh koyach lo'odom habal b'chira, lahamshichoy li'atzmoy, kiritzoynoy, kefi b'chirosoy. Because a person, a human being who has free choice, has the ability to draw spirituality upon himself, based on your choice. If you choose to do it via good, via the side of good, oy lehepech, or via the other side. Ukemuvan mizeh b'hatoyra b'korov leimareim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 36 in Likut Imran. Al posuk hinei borech lokachti uberech v'lo yashivenu, ayin shom. There Rabbeinu Zal explains that when light comes down from Hashem, in its original raw form, it is unformatted. There's no good, there's no bad. It's nothing. It's light, raw light. It's only when it comes all the way down, that's when, depending on the kind of vessel, in a good vessel, the light will be formatted for good, into blessing. In a vessel of tumah and impurity, that light will be formatted into curses and terrible things. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that when it came to Bilam, Hashem knew what he wanted to do, and Hashem pulled a fast one on him. Hashem formatted the light in advance, upstairs, before he sent it down. The light was already formatted. So Bilam said, "Hine borech lokachti." I thought I was going to get borech with a komatz. Komatz refers to keser, the unformatted light. Uberech v'lo yashivenu. But when I went to get it, I saw it was berech with a tzerei. It was already mitsuyar. It was already formatted. And therefore, even though my vessel was tameh, my vessel couldn't do any of the formatting at all whatsoever. It was pre-formatted. V'Hashem yisporach, kol zman shechofetz b'kiyum ho'ilam, and Hashem, as long as Hashem wants to keep this world in operation, einoy roitze levatel koyach habechira. Hashem does not want to eliminate bechira. Hashem wants the bechira to be in place. Shebishvil ze nivra kol olam. That's why he created the whole world. He created the whole world so that human beings who would have bechira would have this incredible battle to try to figure out, to choose between good and bad, and to have the good overcome the bad. Rak betachbuloisov haniflois. However, with Hashem's incredible tricks, lokach vohitzi mimenu hadibur al yidei bechirosoi biatzmoi. Hashem extracted from Bilam's mouth, Hashem pulled out of Bilam's mouth blessings for the Jewish people, with Bechira, without negating Bilam's Bechira at all. As we see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to tell us a little bit here, and in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hei in Or HaChaim, there Rav Nosson Zal goes through all the psukim there and shows you how every step of the way, you know, at first Bilam said, "Shai go, shai not go." Hashem said, "Now, why would you want to go? Don't go, of course don't go." Hashem said that, but Hashem said it in a way that he left the door open Rav Nosson Zal shows from the Psukim and the Gemaras that it was no, but of course, I mean, if you insist, I'm not going to stop you. What's the question? And sure enough, Bilam insists. And then Hashem says, well, if you really insist, then go ahead, but only what I tell you. And Bilam still goes, and every step of the way, Hashem is playing a ping pong, an interesting ping pong, where if you look carefully, Hashem is not taking away the Bechira for a moment. Hashem is still leaving him the Bechira till the last second. It keeps going like that. And within the framework of Bechira, Hashem gets Bilam HaRosha to bless the Jewish people.